go for the leanest beef that you can get, that 95% lean or more, to get the saturated fat out.
People say there's no taste in that.
Well, you can add some taste with some onion, tomatoes, and lettuce, and a little mustard. A little ketchup doesn't hurt either. And also, you know, feel free to spice it up. Throw on some pepper and garlic and whatever else you want. But consider other meats, maybe like fish, a nice grilled salmon or a grilled tuna, or even grilled tilapia, a little less expensive than the other two. And if you have to go with hot dogs, look for those 100% all beef hot dogs.
They are from potatoes. So are fries such a bad thing?
Well, fries are a bad thing because of the word fried there. When you're dumping them in Nevada oil to cook them up, then that oil does get soaked into the fries and you're adding fat and calories there. So if you're going to do potatoes on the 4th of July, you know, go with a potato salad and do a, more of a German-style potato salad that uses less mayonnaise.
Chips. There are some labeled as baked chips that say they have no cholesterol and no saturated fat or little of it.
But better yet, I would say stack your picnic table with some vegetable sticks, you know, grape tomatoes, red pepper sticks, sugar snap peas, any other little veggie, crispy veggies. Out there on the 4th of July, usually it's pretty hot. You need to make sure you're staying plenty hydrated, and adding fruits and vegetables to your holiday feast can help you actually stay hydrated because they're loaded with water. They're crisp, they're cool, and they make you feel energized.
On the subject of liquid, now, you know, many people are going to consume sodas and lemonade and fruit drinks and things like that.
A lot of sugary beverages are likely to be available on your 4th of July, so I would recommend, you know, bring some seltzer water. A fun thing to do with seltzer water is to actually pour it over something like watermelon ice cubes. So if you take watermelon and just puree it up and put it into ice cube trays and freeze it, then you can use that watermelon and plop it in a glass, pour some seltzer water or just some spring water or something over it. It gives it a little hint of watermelon flavor. And again, you have something cool and refreshing and pretty much calorie-free.
What are some other suggestions that could go on that table that maybe people just don't give thought to?
Well, one thing I want to go back to is actually the grill. So making a fruit and vegetable kebab, pineapple is great for grilling. So are peaches. Hmm. You just want to make sure you cut them in big enough chunks that they'll stay on a skewer when you put them on the grill. And skewer up some zucchini or yellow squash or even large chunks of onions. And again, peppers work great on the grill as well. One of my favorites is to do a red, white, and blue salad, and that is strawberries with feta cheese crumbles and blueberries on top of a bit of spinach with just a little light vinaigrette. And so, again, you can add some fresh, healthy vegetables, and they will have a nice 4th of July color flair to go along with it.
A lot of food sitting outdoor for a time. There have to be concerns, though, about food safety.
So you don't want to leave food sitting out in the hot weather for more than an hour. And if you do have it sitting out, try and set bowls inside of larger bowls where ice can be packed around that food to help keep it cold. But certainly keep several coolers on hand where food can be put away and stored if you're going to be eating again from that same food maybe later. Also, make sure you're cooking those meats on the grill to proper temperatures. Make sure you're cooking them thoroughly. That's about 165 degrees for most meats to assure that those meats are safe and healthy to eat.